Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right, all right, all right. Calm down. We've got another episode for you. I'm Lou Sanders. This is Cuddle Club. It's a podcast about cuddling. Give the people what they want. Each week, I interview a new person and I'm talking about cuddling. And they're also talking about cuddling. That's very much the dialogue of the conversation. It's driven by the narrative of cuddling. And do you know what? It's actually right. This week's guest is Nick Sampson. Now, if I told you he's from New Zealand, you might not believe me. Actually, he is. Great guy. He does improv, comedy, films, probably. Well, he does TV anyway. It's only a short skip and a hop to the film industry, surely. He may have done a film. He may not. Why don't you stop judging him and listen? Because he's actually lovely and very funny. So let's listen to Nick Sampson. Why are you sick?
I'm a little sick because I went to a convention for Power Rangers in Florida. And I hugged a lot of Power Ranger fans. And I'm not saying that they... But it's just the sheer numbers game.
You did say because they were nerds. Because you did say that. Hang on, why are you shaking hands? Well, hang on, is Power
they
Rangers...
Are nerds. They would admit that.
Is Power Rangers the cartoon from back in the day?
It's a live action show.
Sure.
From Japan.
Yes, and they've got backpacks on, yes?
I don't know where you're getting the backpacks from.
You know, one's pink, one's red.
Yes.
Yeah.
But they're wearing spandex bodysuits.
And that's what you're into?
No, I was one.
Were you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's not what I'm into.
Hang on. What do you mean you were one?
I was one. I was a Power Ranger. I started every interview with this.
Hang on. Well, one,
did
I thought it was a cartoon.
Did you research me?
No. I just wanted to hang out, but I feel bad if I'm not working.
I appreciate it. This is the only way people hang out these days is if they're doing a podcast.
This is why I'm doing it. But, so where was it filmed?
In New Zealand, where I'm from.
Yeah. I did know that. I researched that.
That's
bit.
Where we met.
Yeah. We've danced together.
Yeah, we have.
Haven't we?
Yes.
I've made it really sinister. We've danced.
We've danced, and I think about it often. Yeah.
So it was a filmed thing where you were in spandex playing one of the parts. Which one were you playing?
I was the yellow one. But I was actually never in the spandex because that was a stunt guy. So I was just like the normal kid.
Right.
And then I transformed into a Power Ranger.
God, you've really done it all, haven't you, when you think
I've
about
lived
it.
A life, yeah. Like.
Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. Cuddle Club. I think that's enough. So this podcast is called Cuddle Club. And the touching hands thing is interesting because, you know, in this world of consent, mm-hmm. you know, I'm a cuddler. I don't mean to open with consent, but here we are. I'm a cuddler. You know, I'm going in for the cuddle.
Sure.
Help me God, you know. Why would on a podcast where at the end I cuddle people? I don't know. I love cuddling. Are you a cuddler?
Yeah.
You a big cuddler? Big on cuddles?
Yes. I mean, I'm a cuddler. Whether you like it or not, I'm coming in.
It's different for men.
I do hate it when people, when you cuddle someone, they say, I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
And you're like,
oh. I'm a ball grabber. And that's me. That's my that's
just
my personality.
What I'm like.
Just, you ask Karen, she'll tell you. That's just me.
Yeah, I love a hug.
If you don't know someone, I did these awards the other night, no big deal. It was a corporate, no big deal. And they So the man shook hands, and if it was a woman, he would kiss them. No one discussed it. It was just like, you know, you just vibe it out. I went in for the kiss with everyone, and then I really regretted it because there was a lot of kissing. I did two. I wasted a lot of time. And then sometimes...
We did one on each side.
No, one on the dick and balls. No, one each side. One each side. Even it up, you know. But if I sensed from their body language they didn't want a little kiss, I would just shake their hand.
Sure.
But that didn't happen a lot because, I mean, look at me.
Yeah.
No, but look at me. But it was interesting that I went for the kiss and the man went for the handshake, and then it was gender dependent on the other side. A lot of people didn't. Sometimes they...
Oh, so you were just kissing everyone?
Yeah, I sort of set my stool out early and regretted it halfway through. And then...
Because that would be a bad look if someone was like waiting for the kiss and then you were suddenly like, no, handshake for you.
And also they, a lot of the time they didn't want to and I didn't want to, but it, you know.
That's life, isn't
it? That's life, isn't it? And also the, well, it's not that I didn't want to, I don't really care, but I felt bad for them or something, I didn't really know. And then also some of them were just... interested in hugging him and then they didn't hug me and I was on the side like an absolute wally. That was quite awkward because they knew him. He was like the guy that they knew. So they'd hug him and say thank you so much to him and then I just stood there. And some of the photos are hilarious. They're just me on the side looking like a wild mini. Go on, take us back then.
History.
The past.
Memories.
When stuff was cheaper, certainly.
Woolworths.
Coffee wasn't a good.
Instant coffee. Is it the war? It's not the war, is it? What was the first cuddle you remember?
The first cuddle I remember...
And if you don't remember, you don't have to, you know...
Like invent one. Like,
no, but you can if you want to.
No, I think... I think my first memory of cuddling was probably, and this is quite sweet, is cuddling my little brother. Aww. When he was a baby. I didn't really like him very much, and I always wanted him to be asleep, so I would tell my parents, like, put him back to bed. Him back to bed. But once every Saturday, I would get him out of his bed, and I would take him into the lounge, and we would watch Thomas the Tank Engine. I would just sort of cuddle him to be like, look at these.
So you were jealous of him? But
I knew that he was there to usurp me.
Yeah. Do you like him now?
Yeah, he's fine.
Oh.
He's fine now.
He's fine.
But we wouldn't cuddle that much anymore.
No. That's sad, isn't it, really?
It
two
is sad.
I'd like to see two brothers cuddling it out, you know?
Me too. And I need to work on that more because I think as the older brother, I need to be the one who instigates the cuddling. Cuddling goes down. You've got to cuddle down. Punch up, cuddle down.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. Oh, well, now she's asking. You and your fiancé, cuddling much?
Well, as much as I'd like.
Yeah.
No, we cuddle a lot. Yeah.
You're a tactile couple.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being with someone who doesn't like a cuddle. I can't imagine being with someone full stop. That's for a different podcast.
But, you know, some people, they just, you know, maybe I think it is my language of lovers.
Yes, the language of love, touch. That book. That is a book. If you don't know, it's a book. Okay, thank you. Let's move on. No, it's a book that says different people love in different ways. Some people show love by presence, demonstrative love. It depends on your parenting, I suppose. Some.
The best one to say is that is your language of love is present.
Present. I like present. Capitalism.
Money.
If you love
gift
me.
Gift cards.
That's gross. But, you know, who are we to judge? But so
if your language of love is gifts, you're fucked.
Yeah. But, you know, but you got some pretty shoes. Oh, yeah, as a top, were you cuddled a lot?
Generally?
I put that down. I've got the questions here in front of me, and I've written, were you cuddled? And then in brackets, generally. As a child.
Looking back, I was generally cuddled.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why you seem quite well adapted, quite well, what's the word, adjusted to life.
Maybe. I mean, I'm still, like, in the arts,
you're
so
an actor.
I've got to be messed up.
Something's gone wrong.
In some way. But I cuddle a lot. My mum's a big cuddler.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Mrs. Sampson.
Mrs. Sampson. Yep, in her petticoat. Cuddling me with flour on her hands.
A shortbread in her pocket.
And a babe on her hip. Yeah, I remember when I was like a really little kid, she would stroke my hair back, you know, and I think about that sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
It's probably too, I can't ask her to do that anymore.
Maybe no, but your fiancé can.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I'll be like, I loved it when mummy used to do this. would you take over the role of mum?
I listened to this Esther Perel, Where Should We Begin? Very
yes,
good podcast.
I've been listening to that.
Oh, so good, isn't it?
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, and she says you can't have a caretaker role and a good sex life because if you're, like, in a caregiver role, you know, mother, father,
yeah,
then it just kills the boner. Wide on sitch.
Yeah, totally. I'm really amazed at that. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about other podcasts too much, but I'm really amazed at that podcast, how open the couples are about calling each other, like, fuckheads and stuff. You know, they're like, I just really feel like he's a real piece of shit. And like, they say that right to his face. And like, they just go on and on and on. I just can't imagine being in that situation without being like, hey, steady on.
I felt they were quite compassionate considering what some of them have been up to, like loads of affairs and everything. And then they're like, I haven't listened to them all, but then they're like, maybe you did it because... You're like, bloody hell, he's got away with this one. Or she. Sometimes it's women having affairs, thank you.
Or she.
All the numbers relate to your soul. Could be good or you could be foul. Foul. How good at cuddles are you on a scale of 1 to 10? And do be honest. Do you think?
You know, I've gone through life thinking that I'm really good at cuddles. Like,
yeah.
I would have put 10 years ago. But now I'm sort of, I can't say 10 and then later on we're going to cuddle and I might fuck it up. So.
Also, I think it depends who you're cuddling. Because some people, I have got friends, we have such nice cuddles.
Mm.
And then if it's someone that I don't know as well or I don't really... But it's someone that I'm a bit wary of. I'm not giving them my heart chakra. No way, no way, Jose.
Your heart chakra?
Yeah, don't worry about that. Let's move on. Oh, yeah. Go on, tell us this one. Best, weirdest or worst cuddle? Can you think of any, you know, like...
Weird cuddles.
Or worst or best or, you know, after a breakup or...
I had a job for a while at the zoo. Mm. And my job was playing the gingerbread man. And I had to walk around the zoo at, like, Christmas time.
You've really done it all, haven't
you? I've done it. I've lived a life. And I had to go around the zoo hugging people at Christmas time while they were waiting, the kids, while they were waiting in the line to see Santa. And Santa was in... the next to the monkey enclosure, and it was summer, and Christmas is in summer in New Zealand, and so it was really hot, and I was going around doing like my best like gingerbread man, be like, hey, I'm the gingerbread man, and so I was hugging the kids, and then but you know what do you do with the gingerbread man is you chase him.
Oh.
So they started chasing me around, and I was like, okay, this is pretty fun, and then they would start grabbing at the back of my costume and ripping it open,
oh,
and because it was summer I was only wearing underwear.
Oh, no.
Under the so it became like a really important that I didn't expose myself to the children. So it was now then it was like, oh no, running away from the children.
Yeah.
And then the monkeys started getting really worked up because of the gingerbread man.
Whoa.
So like the baboons were like pounding on the cages and the spider monkeys were like,
well, because they wanted in or they just too much excitement.
Yeah, either they were really keen or the gingerbread man is like a natural predator.
Yeah. Did you expose yourself to any?
No, the zoo staff escorted me away.
Yeah. Thanks. Try not to get your bits in a muddle. It's now time for the cuddle puddle. When have you been turned on by a cuddle?
I mean, most cuddles...
give you a little tingle.
From...
Mum,
like age
nan.
14 to 17, I say, would have
really
done something for me.
Even family ones?
No, I don't think
no,
so.
No, no.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember hugging my friend Oscar. Maybe we were wrestling.
Mm.
And I just, the softness of his hoodie.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
The smell of his Lynx Africa. I just remember being like, oh, I really get this. Like,
whoa.
I would love to just like curl up in his arms.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, it's never too late. What's he up to now?
I think he's back in New Zealand.
And he's changed his deodorant. Absolute nightmare for you. when you're, must be a nightmare to be a boy.
Yeah.
At a certain age. Never the worst. Just like, yeah, to be a man. Oh God, you guys. But no, at a certain age, if you're getting, are you just relentlessly getting boners when you're a kid?
Sure, yeah.
Flipping out. It's annoying.
It's just all the time. It's just thoughts. Yeah. Anything can trigger it.
I think girls are probably the same, but we don't have such a visible cue, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Do tell us this one. Who would you most like to cuddle? Everyone's going to say me. Who would you most like to cuddle? Present company accepted.
Do you know, my sort of like acting hero is Sam Neill. Do you know him? He's like, he was in Peaky Blinders. Mm. He's in Jurassic Park. He's like a New Zealand icon, basically. Oh, okay. And now he kind of, now all he does is he makes wine in New Zealand. And he also acts still, but he's got this big white beard. And he's a very nice, gentle man. Mm. He posts videos of him with his pigs. Mm. And I would love to cuddle him and just be like, thank you for your service.
That's lovely. That is lovely. Well, if you're listening, Sam.
Sam Neill.
I'd like to cuddle a lion cub. I'd really like to.
Oh, yeah.
I'm allergic to cats, but I'd be all right with a lion.
I would love to cuddle a lion cub when it's a cub. And then, like 20 years later, you go back to the thing and you're like, and it remembers you.
Pop it on YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, pop that shit.
Pop that shit on YouTube. And feel a magical connection with such a magical beast. Majestic, I wanted to say. Gorgeous, just gorgeous. Get over here and cuddle me. You're gorgeous.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
From cradle to podcast, maybe the true listening is with our hearts.
When do you most need a cuddle?
Probably, you know, I really need a cuddle when I've just come off the plane.
Oh,
and I'm very
cute.
Jet lagged.
Yeah.
I get very emotional.
Do when people I'm come and meet you from the airport?
Not generally.
Not enough.
You know,
if you do a job and you get met from the airport and it's the best because you don't have to think, you're just like, get me in the car, lovely.
Oh, it's so good.
Then when you don't have that, you're like, oh, I've got to figure out the chat. Oh, I don't think this is very me. And Adam Hess came to meet me from the airport once when I don't know where I'd been, but he came to meet me. It was very sweet. It was so nice. So how nice to have your little friend, because that just doesn't happen enough, does it?
No. I never get met at the airport. I got really emotional on the plane recently coming back from the Power Rangers convention.
Of course.
Because there was an old man and he was watching a Transformers movie, but he was like 90. Lovely. And he had no earphones in.
What?
And he'd been watching the Transformers movie for about 2 hours, and he had this look of utter confusion on his face. And I went up to him and I was like, are you all right? And he said, I don't know how to stop this Transformers movie from playing. And it must have just been a night. I can't think of a worse thing to watch than a Transformers movie if you're 90.
Yeah.
Just so confusing and harrowing.
Oh, why didn't he ask for help? That's meant
because
for you. They don't reach out.
They don't reach out.
You've got to reach out, guys. Yeah, I could have found the power button for you.
I put on Bridge Over the River Kwai. And
oh, lovely. And did you get him some headphones?
I did, yeah.
Oh, you're a nice guy, because I would have just been laughing at him. No, I would have helped the old cooja. Is that a word?
Cooja?
Cooja?
It's like cougar.
Codger.
Codger, yeah.
I've added an O. And that's just me, you know? No such thing as a free hug. There is, actually. Hello? Right, okay. If you saw someone with a free hug sign in the street, would you take one? What? Absolutely no way for me. Not to colour your judgment, but what is that?
All hugs are free, aren't they?
That's very true, actually. Not from a sex worker.
That's true.
Mm. I did hear this guy once say that he sometimes hires sex workers just to hug him. So he feels less lonely. I mean, I'm bringing the tone down. But people...
Can you not find someone...
I don't think... I think he leads a very isolated existence. Mm. And anyway, it just... But I think a lot of people do that with sex workers. They just want the company.
Sure.
And to be fucked. But a lot of the time it's the company. Which makes you... It's interesting, the dynamics of power in that scenario. Anyway, is it to do with cuddling? Anyway, yeah. So would you take the free hug?
There was a guy with a free hug sign at a festival I went to recently.
Mm.
And I did not hug him. No. But he was getting lots of hugs later on in the night because of all the drugs.
Yeah. The other day, there's such a fit guy in the street, and I never see fit guys, and I sort of followed him just for 30 seconds, and I caught a hug.
Okay, you are going to get me sued from this podcast.
Caught hold of myself. No, I was going to see if he went in the coffee shop, and he didn't, so I thought, I can't be bothered with this. It was only like for 2 seconds, but you cannot believe how good-looking he was, so he was just my time.
You can't let him get away.
What I did is I circled around on my bike, and that does sound creepy. I circled around.
You're chasing him on your bike.
He was with a friend. I just wanted to get another look at him. Then he wasn't going in the coffee shop, so I was like, I caught hold of myself and cycled back. And I did have a meeting as well, and I didn't want to be late. I was actually late. I nearly told the guy. Sorry, it's because I was circling around on my bike for the fittest guy I've ever seen. Anyway.
You're like a bully in an 80s movie, like waiting for him to come out of the coffee shop.
Oh dear. But let's just remember that I didn't make contact with him. Okay.
All right.
Let's just remember I did catch hold of myself very quickly. Oh yeah, some mothers do have him. Well, I wouldn't cuddle him if he was on fire. Who would you least like to cuddle? Present company excluded.
Least like to cuddle, probably like my childhood bully.
Yeah.
How about that? Yeah.
How about that?
I would like him.
Did you say how about that?
How about that? Yeah, take that, Lee.
Lee, if you're listening.
I am not cuddling you.
Yeah.
I bet he doesn't even know that he was my childhood bully. I bet he just thought we were mates.
Mm.
I wonder if I'm anyone's childhood bully.
Oh, I hope not.
I reckon we all are to somebody.
I don't think I bullied anyone. I did punch a girl in the face, but that was because she had been so vile and spread rumours about me. And then I apologised to her. We're now friends on Instagram.
Oh, was it a good? Did she bleed? Or?
It felt lovely.
Right,
it felt good. Yeah.
Yeah,
and it was only because she pushed me to my absolute limit.
Sure.
So you know, I hate to be all groovy, but have you heard of the movies? What's the best on-screen cuddle that you can imagine or remember?
Have you seen The Iron Giant?
No, but I don't know what films I've seen.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. It's a film about a robot that is friends with a boy.
It's not coming up for me now.
the giant is an iron giant, so he's like 60 feet tall, and he at the end he picks up the little boy, and then he says, "I go, you stay.
Yeah.
No following."
Oh.
And then he flies away into the nuclear warhead and blows up, and that does it for me. I have that fetish where you want to be stomped.
Yeah,
you know that one.
Tell me more. Well, you could put this music under anything. Can you remember the last cuddle you had?
It was actually this morning
with your fiance.
Well, we've just adopted a cat who's like an elderly cat called Helen.
Yeah. Of course she's called Helen.
She's
called Margaret.
She's like 78 or something in cat years, and she loves a cuddle.
It's nice to get a cat with not a lot of buy-in, you know, she'll be dead soon.
It's basically just renting a cat.
Yeah.
And she's already sorted through all her shit, you know, which is good. She doesn't have any ambitions.
No, she's been to cat counselling. She knows where she is in life.
Yeah, she's very...
But she likes a cuddle, does she?
Knows herself. She likes a cuddle. She likes watching videos of birds.
Does she?
Yeah, so
that's
what we watch on TV
sweet,
now.
Actually, how did you propose to your girlfriend, or vice versa?
I actually proposed to her in a kind of
very old fashioned.
Yeah, it was good. Well, because it's so fashionable for women to propose now. Yeah. I thought, like, let's flip it on its head.
Yeah,
and have a man propose for
thank
once.
Thank you. Let's take back the power. Thank you.
I did it in Venice, Italy.
Oh, lovely. Mm.
Which is underwater now. Sinking.
Got a metaphor.
We did get put on the, this is kind of funny, we got put on the cover of like a New Zealand magazine. Celeb magazine.
It's a celeb magazine.
But like there are no celebrities in New Zealand, which is why I got put on the cover.
Well, you're a Power Ranger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like 10 years ago. And they're still like, oh, that's cool. So we're on the cover, but they photoshopped. They obviously couldn't find a picture of both of us. So they photoshopped like pictures. It looks like we've never met. But you haven't.
Time for the practical examination now. It's hard to tell if that's me whistling or the song. It was me. Okay, everybody. Get your awkward faces out. It's time for the snuggle. Can you judge my cuddle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
and I'll be judging your cuddle as well. We're now getting up and we're going to have a cuddle. Oh, that's
lovely. You're shaking.
I'm laughing. It's lovely, actually. Can I just say, I'll mark you first for cuddles. That was lovely. Very
was that
open.
Good? Yeah.
Very open. Felt very safe. Lovely aroma. You've got some lovely...
Yeah. I knew that we were going to... So I made sure that I was
smells
good.
Lovely. Pop that in the notes. I'm giving you 10 out of 10 for that cuddle. Because you went in, you know, there was no sleaze at all.
Oh, that's good.
That's lovely.
Yeah, I've been working on that.
Congratulations.
Trying to sieve out the sleaze.
But there wasn't any awkward, because we've never hugged before, have we? So it's probably our first hug.
I feel like we might have hugged when we met last time.
Maybe we hugged, but, you know, there's a lot of pressure on that last
time. Sure, yes.
You know, it's a lot of pressure.
Especially as this is like the first time we're doing it for the cuddle club.
Exactly.
Oh, does that mean I'm in the cuddle club now?
You're in now.
Oh, fuck, amazing.
You will get a badge when we do the badges.
Great.
The stakes were high and you really delivered.
Yeah.
It's 10 out of 10 for me.
Okay. Well, I thought your hug, I thought it was quite surprising because you started laughing, which I interpreted as like you were crying. And I was like,
that says more about you.
Which really confirmed my own ego of how good I am at hugs. So my first thought was like, wow, I'm giving such a good hug that, can we hug again? Because I think I was worried about myself and not judging you. Yeah, that's really nice.
That time, can I just say that time I admitted love that time from, I really worked
from your heart
on that.
Check, right?
Yeah, I did. I admitted. I tried to like, because I do think I could probably be a healer if I could be bothered. Yes. That's just one thing about me. So that time I got rid of my nervous laughter.
Yeah.
And I just really committed to
it. I really liked that hug. Mm. It was 10 for me.
What was the last one? You can be honest now.
I think 10 was, the last one was maybe 8.
Yeah.
And then you really went for it.
I really went for it, yeah. Well, that was lovely. Okay, well, that's Cuddle Club.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Do you feel changed as a man?
I feel very changed as a man. I feel empowered as a man.
Empowered as a man. Yeah. That's what I'm trying not to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to deduct.
Yeah, I feel more confident than I can. And I was very confident when I came in here.
Yeah, I'm trying to, if anything, disempower men.
Sure.
It's gone
too
far.
You should.
Yeah.
But that's not worked for me.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on Cuddle Club.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
And badges in the post.
Can't wait.
So thanks a lot to Nick Sampson. If you want to follow him on Twitter, he's very funny. He's at Nick, no K actually. That's N-I-C if you can imagine. If you can imagine a Nick without a K, it's just at Nick Sampson is what I'm saying. I can't say that more clearly. Nick the Sampson on Instagram, if you can deal with that. So thank you to him. And if you want to join Cuddle Club on Twitter and Instagram, it is at Cuddle Club Pod on both. Words on Twitter, pictures on Instagram. And sometimes I combine the two. So thank you for listening, and guys, review this podcast where you usually review them if it's nice. It's nice to be nice. Thank you for joining in. I'll see you again next week. And do remember to CC everybody in if CC stands for cuddle.
Tired
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.